Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5.
Exit 216.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are.
Wait, let me look that up on the internet real quick.
TagCastPodcast.com.
And now it's time for the TagCast Podcast with Terry and Gatch. My name's Terry Guile.
I don't like your jerk-off name. I don't like your jerk-off face. I don't like your jerk-off behavior. And I don't like you, jerk-off.
See, because I paid a link for weed like in the 70s and I never got the real one back.
You just got tagged.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
And his name is Dustin Gatchel.
I heard in Hawaii, your spam email is your good email.
The TagCast Podcast starts right now.
Test, test, test.
So hopefully that first part wasn't too gnarly, but
yeah, you're gonna have luckily to deal with it. Noticed it quick.
Yeah, I saw you kept looking at it, and I was like, it's working, but I wasn't looking at the level. I was looking at the red light.
Yeah, there's a little picometer. A picometer.
It's a picometer.
And I wanted you to finish your story, though.
What was it?
You're talking about...
Getting struck by lightning?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we already...
We were talking about lightning. Well, yeah, I didn't want to cut you off before then.
Oh, yeah, I didn't think you did.
No, that's why...
It was a big storm, and then we talked about the weird weather of... I thought summer was over after that storm, and then, like, the next day it was, like...
Hot again.
Yeah, and I'm sweating.
Hot
again. Oh, and to let you guys know, if anyone cares, if you were planning on going to Tiny Tavern this Friday, it has been postponed.
What?
Because Mac doesn't want to compete with Mike McGowan, who has his comedy, pantsless comedy, every second Friday.
Well, they should get together earlier.
I know. Me and Max were stoked for a Friday the 13th show, but now,
what?
That means that I can go see Yob. And not have to worry because they're playing Friday the 13th. And speaking of Yob, dude, so epic and cool. Not only do I think so,
right.
Now he's got his own signature pedal. It's called the Quantum Mystic, which is a Yob song. Yeah.
Who made it?
Rocktron or something. I can't remember. Right. Something Industries. Mm-hmm. But he got together with that company and... molded a sound, and there's a little YouTube video that has him just chunking away and changing the no, it doesn't. It's just a distortion pedal.
Oh, okay.
Because for people who use those old school tube amps that just have like really not a lot of gain,
yeah,
and then they just put this fuzz on it. And,
mm-hmm.
It's not the echo, the Yob echo pedal. It's the Yob distortion.
Well, that's sweet, man. What a great opportunity.
And so, like, they were having pre-orders. They're a little expensive, but boxes are expensive. They're not cheap. Mm-hmm. $159. And if you pre-order before a certain date, you got a free Quantum Mystic shirt.
That's awesome.
So, yeah.
That is awesome. I always, when I was in high school, I took a lot of electronics classes, and I didn't really do much in there. But I learned some stuff that I quickly forgot. And, you know, that was always in my mind was maybe making pedals because, you know, just the creative, the ability to be creative in sound.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like it'd be that crazy. I mean, you could just put almost, as long as you're not overloading your amp, you could almost do anything with all the different.
Yeah, I don't know. Much about
things.
I don't know anything about that stuff. So it's
me neither. That's the Greek thing I used to.
It's Greek to me.
Ah.
All right. So are we ready for this contest? We're having a contest?
Oh, a quiz?
I guess. I don't know.
All right. This is a contest. Ladies and gentlemen, I got 17. A quiz of 17 metal questions here. And some of these are going to be easy because... You know, just because I think it's easy doesn't mean it's going to be easy for everyone.
Right.
And I don't want to make just, like, all hard questions.
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to sharpen up my pencil here.
All right. So when I took this test, I had multiple choice, but I'm not going to give you that luxury.
Oh, because I'm a professional?
Because it was, yeah. All right. That was it.
Okay, caller one, you're on the air.
All right.
Oh, wait, sorry.
Caller one?
Yep. Hello?
Hello?
Ha!
Okay. Which part of the body did Accept describe as being metal on the title track of their classic 1985 album? Metal
heart.
Ah, correct.
Okay, cool. Nice game show dinger.
No, yeah, that was.
I just listened to that record like less than 3 weeks ago, mm-hmm. So that's kind of a stacked question.
It is. It is one of the easier ones.
They what's his name? Wolf Hoffman. Wolf Hoffman, their guitarist, he does some awesome Tchaikovsky and Beethoven intertwined together in one of his solos, and he even gives credit, of course, because you'd have to give credit where credit is due. But yeah,
that's weird.
Metal heart.
That'd be weird. I've heard it, but I did not know that tidbit.
Yeah. Well, if you hear it and listen to the solo, you're like, oh, it's like...
Yeah,
It's one of those really popular ones where you're going, whoa, he's doing a solo to this metal song, but he's doing the same exact solo as Tchaikovsky or Beethoven, mm-hmm. Bach, Brahms, I don't know. All right, that's one. I'm one for one right now.
You are. All right. I'm going to give... Maybe I'll give some points if you get them earlier in the clue too. So this is a Canadian metal band,
okay,
fronted by Lips. Had a documentary film.
Animal.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I got it. Where's my? Thank you.
Yep. All right.
Two for two.
That is two for two, and this one is going to test. This is one has been on Hans's. It's been in Hans's CD player.
And some of these that are more difficult, I might have to work them out, like, mm-hmm. on a chalkboard.
Which American heavy metal band sang Metal Lust? Full Metal Maelstrom? Is that how you say that word?
Maelstrom?
Yeah. The Metal War. And went rather overboard with Kill for Metal on their 2005 album, Crypto Beast.
Oh, I was just reading about these guys. Figure this out. Carry the seven.
Mm-hmm.
Two is God, I know it too. Just give me a second here.
Pons is yelling it right now.
Oh, I know, because it was just in a CD player last week, I think.
It was.
Necro Beast by a band that there was another band.
Crypto Beast.
Oh, Crypto Beast, that's right. And they're
American Heavy Metal 2005
from
album.
Chicago. And I'm seeing the Metallum Encyclopedia fucking page in my head, and I smoke too much weed.
It's one of those weird words, too.
I know. That's why I can't remember it.
It's ooh.
Oh, that's right. Usurper.
Usurper.
Thank you for the hint. Yeah. He gave me the first letter, so that really doesn't count because my...
No, but it was an unusual word.
My stoner brain was failing me.
Yeah, that's fine. Norwegian black metal band Carpathian Forest. Or is it Carpathian?
Is that their album? Or that's the name of the band?
That's the band.
Okay.
Their singer Roger Rasmussen has a stage surname, which he uses as the name of his one-man band offshoot.
Ooh. Ooh. Gorgoroth?
Nope.
Oh.
He recorded the album Terrorist in 2005, which included the song Black Metal Suicide, Claws of Perdition. What's the stage/band name? Roger Rasmussen. It is Natafrost.
You got me on that one.
You're not a Carpathian Forest listener?
No, no.
I've heard the name.
Not a big,
I've seen the name.
Not a big fan of black metal, but it's not the worst.
Yep. All right, how about some new wave of British heavy metal?
Oh, I'll get this.
1980 Edinburgh. Single Heavy Metal Mania, which also, and their debut album, Nightcomers.
I'm going to guess a guess that I don't think is going to be right, but it's just Diamond Head.
Nope.
Angel Witch.
Nope.
Saxon.
Holocaust.
Darn it. God, I'm losing bad.
Yeah.
No, I've only missed three, right?
Three of five.
Oh, I'm losing bad.
2.5 because you got half a Serper.
So I'm at 50% right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Possessed's debut album, Seven Churches.
Yes, I have that.
Contains a song that shares its name with a subgenre of metal.
Death metal.
Yep.
Duh. That's a song.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're back up to above 50%. Actually, well, I'll count the usurper only if it gets down to the wire. So right now we're 3-3.
All right. Here's one that you just mentioned. The British are famed for talking about the weather, I think. And British metal bands are no exception, right? What type of weather did Saxon sing about?
I just mentioned Saxon.
Mm-hmm.
You just said that I did.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of weather did they mention?
And we talked about this weather, too. Yeah.
Thunder and lightning? Stormy weather? I don't know.
Heavy metal.
Weather.
Thunder.
Oh.
Heavy metal thunder.
Okay, that's Steppenwolf.
I don't know if that's even how it goes.
Okay.
All right. Which German heavy metal band had a heavy metal breakdown in 1984?
Except?
Mm-mm.
Damn it.
Gravedigger.
This is terrible.
I know. Some of these are tough. All right. What type of metal army did Metallica sing about on
the
their
metal militia? Metal militia.
That is correct.
I know that.
German headbangers Warlock had the track Metal Racer on their debut album Burning the Witches. What's the name of the singer on the album?
Doro Pesh.
Ba-ding! All right.
I'm back in the... I'm doing better now.
You are. I should write down wins and losses.
Yeah, because then we'll forget.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Excuse me.
Whoops. All right.
Right, more
all
metal.
Right. Don Dottie is best remembered as the lead vocalist
Dark Angel.
Of Dark Angel.
Oh, that's not the question.
Who was the singer that replaced Dottie for the Leave Scars album?
Damn it. His name was... Fuck, I don't remember. His name was... Oh, God. I was just listening to that, too, but I didn't look at the sleeve. His name... They should have asked me who would have known who Don Dottie was. I did. But love Dark Angel. They're supposed to be back. I guess their singer's name was Mel Torme.
That is close.
Okay, what was it?
Ron Reinhart.
Oh, man. I knew that.
All right. Have you ever been to the coroner?
I've never died. I have a coroner CD.
All right. Is it Metal Vortex?
No.
Well, if it was, what song by the Beatles closes out that album?
I don't know, but on the album I have, Purple Haze closes that shit out.
What?
So that must be, so I'll just have to guess because I don't know.
Okay, well, wait. When you think of that, think about guitar.
Well, my guitar gently
weeps.
No. Oh.
I wasn't going that obvious of a hint.
Damn it.
You know.
Paperback Writer.
No.
Tax Man.
Nope.
Kill Your
I Want
Mother.
You, She's So Heavy.
Oh, yeah.
You could noodle on that song for days.
I've heard that, actually, by those guys, and it's good. But I'm just fucking... This is old school trivia, dudes. Hans, if you're winning, that's cool. I'll give you a buck.
Which band had a drummer named Pig Killer? I think they had, and he now currently is again.
The Pork Patrol? I have no idea. I've never heard of Pork...
Extreme Noise Terror.
Well, Barney from Napalm Death traded places with their singer for one album, and then
oh, wow.
That was weird.
So he might have played with Pig Killer. I think they've had a few different drummers, though, from what I looked at.
Do you think that's
at.
Where the band Pig Destroyer got their name?
I was wondering, because that's what made me think of.
They're like a
because I know like that a, band, but I've never really listened to
them. They might be a three-piece now, but they never had a bass player, which is weird.
Yeah, they're pretty hardcore, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Hardcore.
And then, okay, this one. Which band was responsible for the 1987 album Scum?
Oh, man. I feel like that guy on Breaking Bad. That would be napalm death.
Heck yeah.
I wanted to ring the bell before because it goes without saying.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, as I said, I didn't want to take out the easy ones. Otherwise, I would have took that one out for you. But,
yeah,
you know, that's not cool.
No. I believe Bill Steer from Carcass is on side two of that album.
Really?
That's how long ago he was rocking. All right.
All right. What band did ex-Death drummer Christ, is that how you say his name, Christ?
I think it's Chris Reifert.
Yeah.
Autopsy.
All right. where did they form?
San Francisco.
Year?
1985.
87.
Oh, darn it. Darn it. Take that back. Well, I didn't know there was so many
album
questions.
Called.
Hans, please, I'm going to call for my lifeline on this
All
one.
Right.
He knows the debut album.
And he said Severed Survival.
Good job, Hans. Let's give him a ding-a-ling. Okay. Thanks for playing along, Hans.
A bag of ding-a-lings.
Hey, suck a bag of ding-a-lings. Get a bag
Justin
of knives.
Broderick was a founding member of
Napalm Death and Godflesh.
But he left after the debut album. What band did he form that was an early influence of industrial metal?
Godflesh.
Metallica is not the only band to suffer the loss of a bass player due to a vehicle crash.
No, they're not.
What band, most noted for the founding of jazz metal, lost their bassist in a Louisiana crash?
Atheist?
That is correct.
Woo! Jazz metal got me on that one. I knew I have that CD, Unquestionable Presence. Unquestionable. Unquestionable is unquestionably a hard word to say if you don't prepare your mouth for saying it. It's Unquestionable Presence. Yeah, he was an awesome dude. I think his name was Roger or something.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Roger. Rest in peace, Rog. All right, what do we have for a total?
9.5 out of 17.
Ooh, so barely over 50%?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Thank you.
That's not bad, though.
No, it's not.
I mean, you're not going to know. You know, you're not a fan of
now,
black.
Now, a lot
metal.
Of the ones that I barked right off, other people would be going as dumb as me, going, ugh.
Exactly.
I don't know who Justin Broderick is.
Yeah.
But
and I
again,
wouldn't have known
people like
probably
Holmes.
Any of these. I would say I haven't listened to a lot.
Back it up.
A lot of these. Well, Metallica, I have.
Yeah. Speaking of
Napalm Death.
Speaking of metal.
Metal.
A funny story. Okay, we've talked a lot about Don Frost and
uh-huh.
I was listening to their
and
podcast.
And Don Dokken.
And
they're Dokken and Frost. Their new podcast.
Frost and Dokken. Talking with Don Frost and Dokken. But yeah, so.
Does that mean
Don
Talkin,
Frost and Dokken?
The Talkin is. What's that guy's name?
How about
Chris from.
Talking Dead?
Yeah.
I can't believe still that he was in House of a Thousand Corpses and I didn't know that was him. Chris Hardwick. But anyway, yeah, it's called Dokken with Don Frost. Talking with. No, anyway, Big and Loud Podcast. And uh-huh. He went to a metal show that I kind of wished I would have been able to go to up in Portland recently with a band called Havoc. World of Lies got to open and some other mm-hmm. bands, a band called Gates of Kong. But, so, such a funny
Kong
story.
Or Kong?
Kong with a K-O-N-G-H.
All right. Okay.
Kong.
Uh-huh.
So he's like, I haven't been to a metal show in years, you know, and let alone ever a thrash metal show. He goes, and I didn't really know what to wear. So I just like wore what I normally wear.
With nothing.
A Nerf shirt, a shirt that says Nerf on it.
I thought you were going to say, like, it's made of Nerf.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Because that would
awesome.
Be fucking hot.
That would be. You could just bounce off shit all the time. That would be, I thought you meant it'd be hot, like he'd be really good looking in that. But he was wearing, like, khakis and green shoes. And so he's like, I've never been to a thrash metal concert. He goes, but apparently at these thrash metal concerts, the only thing you're supposed to wear is other bands' T-shirt. He goes, so I was the only person there that didn't have like jeans and a band T-shirt. He goes, I was going around taking pictures of people's shirts because they were so fucking weird and awesome. There's one that said, "Who needs God when you've got Satan?" And like, and just all this other mm-hmm. stuff. And he's like, so he goes, no one would make direct eye contact with me because I was dressed so normally. Apparently, I'd look at him and try to give him the nod, and they would just like look away, look away, look away. And so. He's like, so my friends that I was with felt so bad for me that they went to the merch table and bought me a shirt. And so the Jim goes, oh, so you're the nerdy guy there wearing the shirt of the band that's playing. And he's like, fuck that. He goes, I put it in my pocket, in my cargo shorts. He goes, I got room for a shirt in my pocket. Yeah. He goes, but I didn't wear it. Fuck that. I'm rolling the Nerf shirt. I want to be intimidating to everybody. Mm-hmm. So he goes, but the funny thing about the shirt was that he's like, it says Havoc in these cool letters. And then underneath, it's got this weird picture. And then it says, no karate in the pit. And they didn't know what that means.
I do.
Because of the hardcore kids that do that new dancing thing mm-hmm. where they do the windmill. And they do start the chainsaw, picking up the change.
They do the
and they do karate
the
kicks.
Blind fucking roundhouses, man. The blind can make you nervous as fuck to even like
stand.
Be in, yeah.
So it's funny because I had to leave him a message and say it says these new screamo hardcore kids that do this dancing where they'll do. And I explained it to him. He's like, now I'm even more confused. He's like, what is screamo?
Not only that, but why in all the cases that I have seen this going on. They always have a backpack.
Yep.
It's always something full.
There might be like...
Which makes it seem like it's just a vagabond.
Yeah.
Right? Like he's just traveling around and here's this guy. No one knows who he is.
All the kids these days, anywhere from 16 to 25 kids to me, they're skating around with a backpack. They're walking around with a backpack. They always got to... Why do they always got to have a backpack? Because they're too cool to have any room in their pockets because they're... Fucking pants are so tight. You got to have a backpack for your wallet and your keys and your weed and your pipe and your nunchucks for when you go hardcore dancing.
Yeah, and it used to be back in the day, you just grab yourself a fanny pack because you didn't have any pockets in your parachute pants.
Yeah, but the fanny packs are not cool yet. Again,
yeah,
they will be pretty soon, I'm sure. But then the
I
other
think it'll
cool
be more of a shoulder design, like a cross, like a
chest pack.
Like, oh, I used to wear one of these, too, just for fun. It was those shotgun shell things, the band that you wear around, you know, so you can look like Rambo.
Or Destruction, the band.
Yeah, and then but it'll have, like, your cell phone holder and all these things in there, and then your concealed weapon at the bottom, too.
Yeah.
Because everybody's going to have one of those soon, right?
Kind of like that thing that black gay guy wears on The Wire.
Oh, Omar?
Yeah, I remember he had all that shit with like two guns and a shotgun and all this shit. Mm-hmm. It's like bulletproof.
Have you been finishing that up?
I tried last night. I didn't quite get through episode 7, but I did see where his boy got knocked off, and it's pretty gruesome.
Yeah.
They tortured him. I mean, it didn't show it, but they talked about it.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good show. I'm starting to like it more and more. I think I got one episode to go.
Right on.
And then I'll bring your little stick back.
Yeah.
And trade it in.
Send you some more episodes.
For a reload.
Yeah.
Oh, but the end of that story, before I forget, so he got that shirt, Havoc, and he's like, so I got this shirt. It's pretty cool. I'm not really a metalhead. He goes, but I'm going to wear it. It's a cool shirt. He's like, I'm walking down, I don't know where it was, Hawthorne. He's like, and I passed these two metal kids, and I got the metal nod.
Ah, there you go, you know.
He's like, you're an undercover metalhead.
Yeah.
Like, with rocking the Havoc shirt, no karate in the pit.
Rocking the Havoc.
Shirt.
You know, when I used to work, we had these...
I remember those days. Those were good days.
Yeah. We used to make these plastic little cat boxes. They were like assemble your own cat box. Somebody sold them and we just had pieces and had a sticker on there.
You got to glue them together.
And, you know, no, you don't even have to glue them together. They were just kind of like they puzzled together kind of a thing. You just put like all the pieces, you shrink wrap it and put it in something nice. But the whenever anybody would work on those, we'd always say, rockin' the cat box.
Yeah.
Rockin' the cat box. And then that song would usually come on because, you know, classic rock. That's one of the only songs they play from The Clash, isn't it?
Pretty much. And should I stay or should I go now? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And one time or another, they'll play that.
Should I shit or should I fart now?
Yeah. No, there's that older one. You can stand by your man. It's got a harmonica in it. It doesn't sound like The Clash at all, but it's from like London Calling album or something. Uh-huh. It's Train in Vain.
I wonder you'd if that's know a it song that I think is Huey Lewis.
Because of the harmonica?
No.
Because of what I sang?
Yeah. No. I was walking.
No, it's not that
on
one.
On a one-way street.
No.
That's not the song?
No, no.
Is that Huey Lewis?
That is.
All right.
And the News.
Mm-hmm.
Not just by himself. He couldn't make it by himself. He's a fucking...
Huey Lewis. Huey Lewis.
Hulu. Hey,
man.
Hulu. What are you
When's
doing?
That guy going to make a comeback? Not in music, but
in golf. He comes to the Portland Invitational every once in a while,
or whatever
that thing is for celebrity golf.
You know, old Dave Wambacher, former guest of the show, future guest of the show someday.
I doubt it, fucker.
Yeah, but he's got a picture from that event a lot of celebrities go to, and Clint Eastwood went there, and he's got a picture of Clint Eastwood signing something, but for some reason... He had a banana on him, and he was kind of holding it. So Dave got a picture where it looked like his banana was all hanging out of his pants.
Good job, Dave.
Yep. Nice Dave one. Always he is an opportunistic photographer. Always looking for a good opportunity for a shot.
Yeah, when he has a camera.
Yep.
You need to get that thing back, buddy.
Yeah. Did you under the dome it this last week?
Yes, I did.
Junior now. He's
getting down to the end here.
It is. There's only a few episodes left.
I think two.
Man.
Yeah.
You know, and do we even really know what's going on now? Is it a government project? You know what I'm thinking? You know what I'm starting to think?
What are you starting to think?
I'm starting to think they're dead.
Yeah.
Like it's a bomb and they're dead.
Nah, because there's a new season coming, remember?
Yeah.
I know that kind of blows it for any final ending.
Of this season, yeah.
Yeah.
Of like, of finality ending of like death, I guess.
Can't believe old Hank. Well, I guess that was the last week before last, but it showed the flashback or the replay of him letting that chick's mother drown in the lake out there when he took her on the boat. And then, so it's getting pretty thick.
I don't know
what's going to happen.
And now Junior, what's he got going on? He like went to something and then went back, and now that Alex chick, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I knew something was bad boiling, that Barbie shouldn't have told Jim that, you know, he overplayed his hand when he told him that he wasn't going to play with them after they got rid of Alex.
Yeah, yeah.
And then...
Was her name Max?
Max, yeah. And then when the opportunity came, you know, when they got rid of her,
mm-hmm.
and then the upper hand went, oh, man, it's just a sticky situation for that guy now, because now he's got all the cops against him now.
And the lady knows that he killed her husband, and she mm-hmm. wants to take him to the grave. And like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, there's nobody alive that really can provide a backstory that is believable for him to have an alibi.
Yep. Yep, so it's getting pretty good. That'll be on again tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Which is actually tomorrow. And Breaking Bad, too. Do you think the phone call that Walt made at the end was to have Jesse taken care of? You think they're going to kill him off? You know what I read?
I don't know. That's the big thing, is whether or not that it's going to come down to it. I mean, he is the devil. And he is kind of like trying to...
Who, Walt fight. Or Jesse?
Walt. You know, he's kind of has Jesse's fucking by the balls and, you know, his soul.
So I'm thinking, because it didn't show who was on the other end at the last scene, but I'm pretty sure it was that guy that cooked with him.
Yeah.
And he said, I got a job for your uncle.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
Yeah, I think it's...
It could
very well mean.
It's only got a couple more episodes,
too. It's going to come down to it, to that, though, because he could easily change his mind just as much as Jesse did when he was going to burn the house down, you know, or if he's just going to say, get this guy the hell out of here.
It's pretty funny, the story, that he spilled gas all over himself and then put his clothes on the carpet,
mm-hmm.
and then his son. Dad, when are you going to cut the bullshit and just tell us the truth? And he's like, okay, you got me. I did have a... You got dizzy again, didn't you? I guess he was on Talking Dead.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't talk quite as bad as he does in the...
Thing, no.
But he's still a little bit...
Yeah, he does have that actual disease.
What's the disease?
I think it's MS. Or is it CP?
LMNOP.
Hmm. Leprosy? Is that still a thing?
Cerebral palsy, CP. That's your eyes get real CP. Sometimes your ass gets a little CP.
Out of here.
It's like anal CPs. But yeah, both those shows coming down, a couple more episodes to go. And then what are we going to do? Watch something else, I guess.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's that Hell on Wheels. That's still going on these days with Common and that other guy.
Who did I hear that just recorded? Charlie Daniels' band recently recorded a bunch of music for Hell on Wheels.
Oh, really? That's cool.
Yeah. My dad likes that show. I found out he'd watched the whole first season.
Yeah, it's fun. It's a fun watch, you know, and the characters are likable, even the villains, which is a testament to a good series, I think.
Yeah.
You know, even if you look at Big Jim, you know.
Big Jim!
You know, there's moments when, you know, you like him.
Yeah.
You know, because he's... Hey, I watched that Last House on the Left. I think that's what it's called. Have you seen that?
The remake of it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
Dude, that is a fucking creepy movie.
That was a remake of, I think, Wes Craven's first movie ever.
Yeah. Yeah. It totally caught me by surprise, though. I'm pretty sure I've seen the old one.
Did you like it better than The Cabin in the Woods?
Yeah, yeah. I did. And but it kind of took me by surprise that it was... not his actual sister or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, when it came down to it. And just that, you know, he did a really good job of, like, playing the normal person, playing that up. I thought it was well done.
Yeah, I'm going to rewatch that because it's been a couple years since I watched it.
Yeah, 2009 that came out. It's on Netflix's.
Yeah, I think I'm getting ready to get internet back because I believe our daughter is going to attempt to do online schooling.
Right on. Phoenix?
No, not the. That's college. This is high school.
Oh, okay.
Just high school. High school.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what if they do.
This would be probably the school district. Almost all school districts have that option now.
Oh, that's awesome.
And she just doesn't seem to interact with the children. Not that she's getting in trouble, but she just, like, I don't know. She's depressed. She feels like she gets picked on.
Sometimes it's just a better environment to learn in.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't know. There's times when I would have preferred it just because of not having to wake up so fucking early.
Yep, but she tried it back in the sixth grade, and it didn't work out because sixth grade's a little bit harder to motivate yourself, I guess.
Certainly.
But she knows there's a final chance. If she can't pull it off, she's going back.
What grade now? Ninth?
Tenth?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So that's like 4 years ago. You know,
she's got three more years to go, and she has to do it, and if she doesn't, so...
Can you work at your own pace kind of a thing, too, so you're not like, you know, if you...
Oh, totally.
If, say, you know, maybe you'd be a little bit slower at reading, but maybe you'd do math like twice as fast. I think that part of it, I think I would have enjoyed a lot more.
Yeah.
Not that I don't read well or whatever, but... You know, English was always one of my tougher subjects for some reason, just because I didn't care about all those fucking rules.
Prepositions and
blah, blah, blah. Same with math when you had to start fucking memorizing all those goddamn formulas.
Yeah. So the upside of that is that I'll get internet back and I'll be able to watch Netflix more often.
Wow.
It was a good run, though, without it.
Yeah.
I got sweaty all of a sudden.
You think now that weed is going to be regulated that they're going to need armored trucks to transport it now, right?
Probably. They'd be getting knocked off by the punks.
Yep, they would.
So is that just something you thought of, or is that a true thing?
No, I don't know. I might have subconsciously brought it up from something I read, but it was just a little note that I had.
Right on. Yeah, I think that'll probably come to that once it gets, and they're transporting it all over the state and whatnot.
Yeah, and especially if you have an identifiable car, you're driving around with a trunk full of weed.
Yeah, but that's always fun.
Mm-hmm.
You need an unidentifiable car. Okay, I'm looking for this. I almost forgot that we were going to do this. How could I forget?
Hansi,
how'd you do on that test anyway, buddy? Did you do all right?
Find out later.
Oh, you did shitty? That's a bummer. So,
I can't believe you missed that one question.
I know. And it's Monday, so I'm very par for the course for him to throw one at me that I've never heard of. And I know what Dustin is going to say when I say this. The band is called Slow Dive.
What?
Oh, I thought you were going to say Slow Dive. Ah! It's called Just for a Day. We'll have to look that up. Usually I have more time to do a little research on the band if I've never heard of them. But not today. Hans is listening to Slow Dive.
Slow Dive!
That's one word, by the way. Take it easy.
Are you sure it's not Slow Divvy?
Could be Slow Divvy. Or it could be Slow Divvy. Slow Divil. Slow Divvy. And I've been listening to some records, and I've also been like kind of running out of stuff that I want to listen to on records. Uh-huh. So I've been listening to some CDs and some stuff that I downloaded. But what today? Oh, I listened to the entire 3D set of Frank Zappa. It's not CD. It's a record. This was the last record I listened to. Since then, I've been listening to some downloaded stuff. But Shut Up and Play Your Guitar, 3 LP set.
Fuck, I'd have to go and get it.
Given to me by Tim Wilkinson.
Oh, nice.
It's collectible, too, because it's the full box set of the 3 records, and it's a good one. I don't think I'd ever listen to that completely through, like, in one sitting, because it's about 40, right? Oh, it's all solos. That's all it is. It's just solos extracted from songs, and it's about 40 times 3. That's 120. It's about 2 hours of guitar solos.
Wow.
So I listened to that while I was playing golf.
How's that going for you?
I'm to March of 2013 now.
All right.
So
on.
Once I catch up with myself, maybe I'll treat myself to the new game.
Hey.
Because if I go in the future, then it'll cause a whole weird fucking spiritual fuck-up, won't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it could.
You can't play golf in the future.
Mm-mm. No.
Well, you could. I don't think.
No, without getting a membership.
Also, going to skip the song because I kind of forgot how late it was and we've been chatting along.
Dude, I had an idea for you.
All right, what you got?
Have you thought about in comedy changing your last name to Wrist?
No. I was going to change it to Abdul Muhammad.
Oh.
But not Terriest.
Yeah, I thought if you were Terry Wrist, and then you could get together with a comedian named Al Qaeda.
Ooh, we could do a USO tour.
Yeah,
for the troops. Please welcome Al Qaeda and terrorist Terry Wrist. It's National Teddy Bear Day today, and it prompts me to share one of the grossest jokes I've ever heard.
All right.
Do you know how to make a 6-year-old girl cry twice?
How?
You wipe your bloody dick on her teddy bear. Ouch. National Teddy Bear Day, and today we'd like to wish a birthday to semi-local, I think his brother or someone lived in Lebanon, or does, Tom Wopat.
Oh, yeah, his brother is a doctor in Lebanon.
Luke Duke, as we know him.
Yeah.
How old do you think Luke Duke is today?
I heard a story one time of somebody saw him
Broing it up with his bro?
Mowing his brother's lawn.
I don't doubt it. He was broing his mother's mow.
He was broing his mother's lawn.
I heard that he did a little impromptu musical set in Lebanon one time.
Oh.
At like a little bar or something.
He's down to earth.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he's not like a megastar or anything, but he was back in that day, man, for my generation.
And this will answer my question of how old you thought he was when he was a duke, because you'd have to do your age math.
I'm just going to say right now, 63.
Damn, that's close. He's 62. Wow. That was a good guess.
I thought 84. He was probably around 34 at the show.
Also, birthday today, filmmaker, former comedian, former SNL star who never could talk normally. He could never talk normally. Adam Sandler.
No.
Downloading.
You had me when you were saying that, but I couldn't come up with the name.
And he's 2 years older than me.
Wow.
That's all.
46.
7. I just turned 5, so to 45. I'm in my officially in my mind in my middle ages now.
You can't say early 40s now.
Because I'm going to live to be 90 at least, so I'm having a midlife crisis right now.
There you go.
the crisis is that I will live to be 92. And my stepdaughter told me that I was only going to be able to live till I was like 73. That was rude of her, huh?
Was that from something that she read on the internet?
No. I'd just been calling her retarded and slow all day because I was just messing with her.
No.
And then every time I saw her, she got a little, oh, don't call me slow. I was like, okay, you're not slow. You're aesthetically challenged, you know. And so then for the rest of the day, I was like, does Slakota slow, would you? And then every time I'd talk, then she'd try to say something. So I was just an ongoing thing. And then she said something in the world. I don't even know. We got on the subject of how old I was. And I was like, I'm not old. I'm only half dead. I'm going to be at least 90. I'm going to live to be 92. And she's like, no way. There's no way you're going to live to be 92. And Mike's all, Dakota, that's just rude. Don't say that someone's not going to live as old as they say. You think he's going to live? He's only going to live to like he's 73. I said, I'll bet you money right now. And if I die when I'm 72, then Mom will pay you the $10.
Yeah. Well, you end up winning either way.
If I win when I'm 73 and I go to my 73rd birthday, you owe me $10.
Yep.
And she's all okay. So we didn't shake on it, though.
That won't mean anything, though. And $10 will be able to buy a jelly bean.
Well, she's going to be 73. She's going to be 43. So.
Yeah.
She should be able to afford fucking $10 by then. Also, local semi-celebrity radio personality, band member, and journalist, Carl Sundberg.
Ah.
Hot Carl. No, wait. Standard.
I'm
going
to go 33.
I'll just say you're right because I don't know.
Okay.
I got his birthday off Facebook and he did not divulge it because he doesn't really like Facebook, but he still stays on it.
Yeah.
He does a lot of complaining about people on Facebook. When he tries to post something that he thinks is important to himself, such as something journalistic and something about something going on or something that moved him, a piece of music, and then these idiots will come on there and fucking shit on his parade. Just a little bit is all it takes, and he's fucking off the chain. Look out for...
I think he kind of waits for people to piss on his parade.
Do you think he baits them?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He admitted it on our show that he baits people.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's right. Also, yes, former guest on the show. Awesome. Happy birthday, Carl.
I hold that against him.
I do. He's a dick. And now he's probably listening to this show because I'm going to put a thing on his page that we give you a shout-out on your show.
Have you ever read the play, the screenplay for Atuk? Atuk.
No. Have you ever heard of it? You wear on your head to keep your ears warm in Canada?
It might be.
Atuk.
Because that's what this kind of is. It's kind of like one of those guys coming to America and a comedy of that kind of sort, you know?
You pull your toque down over your ears.
Yeah. This is a novel from 1963.
Okay.
And it was called The Incomparable Atuk. So I think it was his name. It was a crazy comedy about somebody like that moving to a big city.
Huh. It's incomparable. That's how I say it.
It's been kicking around for a long time.
I've never ever heard of it. I've never heard of it. That's
you
want
to hear some stars that were attached to the project?
Sure, that's the year my brother was born.
Wow. John Belushi.
Okay.
Once attached to this project. You know what happened to him?
He died.
All right.
Of a cocaine overdose.
In the early 80s.
Yes, 1983 at Chateau.
You know who was offered the role after that? Who was slated to be playing him?
Bill
Murray. Sam Kinison.
What? Oh, that's awesome.
You know what happened to him?
He died.
Ah. You know who was considered after that?
Chris Farley.
John Candy.
He died.
Yep. And then Chris Farley came after that.
So this is a fated.
Dude, check this out.
I've heard about
SNL this. SNL writer Michael O'Donohue, he read it and died of a brain hemorrhage.
Michael O'Donohue's dead?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's sad. I didn't know that.
And you know who else read it? Phil Hartman.
Dead.
And
so what did they do?
Still not even close to being made.
Is it a book or they're trying to make a movie out of it?
It's a screenplay. I think it's like, yeah. I don't think anybody will, I don't know.
Nobody will touch it.
I wouldn't even want somebody to mention my name with it.
We just talked about it on our show.
God damn it.
Yeah. That sucks.
It is.
That's kind of a bummer, man. I think we blew it. I think you fucking blew it, dude.
How much do you usually tip when you go out to BOMAX?
18 to 20%.
All right. How much do you tip a cow?
over.
Have you ever tipped a cow over?
No.
They're saying it's virtually impossible to do.
Then what is it, a myth?
I think so.
It's never happened?
I don't know.
Just because cows sleep standing up, people made up the joke that they could tip them over while they were...
I think it came out of that one 80s movie that was very popular, but I can't recall.
Well, it was also in Tommy Boy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I think in the 80s it was in one of those, like, not Breakfast Club, but one of those type of teen movies.
They talked about cow tipping?
And they went and tipped a cow.
Hmm.
I want to say Heather's, but it wasn't Heather's.
Hmm.
It was something.
See, with waitresses, I like to tip them good, but I don't like to tip them over.
Yeah,
it's hard to get them back up. But yeah, we usually spend about $30 at Bo Max, and mm-hmm. I usually about leave $5-6.
Yeah. It's good food. Is it still holding up to that time that I went there?
Oh, man, it's even better. And they've been little improvements inside, and their business has increased. You'd be on a Friday or Saturday night, you're going to be standing in line out on the sidewalk to get
I
in.
Liked, when I was there, I liked their ribs. I thought they're, and I'm not even a rib person.
I'm not either, but they're okay. They're okay, but Dana loves them.
And I like their, what else is on that wagon wheel? The pork.
It's
the pork
generic, but the pulled pork is just awesome. I mean, yeah, everybody's got pulled pork sandwiches, but now on the wagon wheel, they have four meats. They've added sausage, so there's sausage, chicken, pulled pork, and brisket.
Hmm. I wasn't a big fan of the chicken.
Yeah, me neither. I've tried it twice and never finished it.
I don't like smoked chicken, I gathered.
Yeah. I didn't know what it was. It's just it pales in comparison to the other food on the plate. So it's just like mm-hmm. And the last couple times I've been getting a pulled pork sandwich with two sides, which is basically the same price as a one meat plate.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's $11.
Wow.
You get two sides.
Good enough to take a little bit home.
Bacon or the baked beans. Usually get the baked beans and
those
the garlic,
are good. I remember
garlic
that.
Mashed taters.
Yep, those are good too.
Yeah.
You know, I might brine a turkey this year for Thanksgiving.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, just submerge it in some.
How? I was going to ask how.
Salt.
Indian
I think
style.
It's like if you use like a kosher salt, you want about a half a cup to 1 gallon of water. And you submerge the bird, you put some herbs, and I think you want to put sugar in there, too.
Dude, that sounds like some lyrics to a song. You submerge the bird in spices and herbs.
And then you put in a turd.
Herbs, birds, submerge, turds. Mm-hmm. You got some turds to submerge with your birds in the turd. If you got an urge to submerge your bird in a turd.
Have you ever been to Venezuela?
I've never been out of the United States,
They have a crisis lately. Apparently, they don't have newsprint. But even more pressing, they don't have toilet paper. They have a shortage on toilet paper.
Huh. Well, a lot of people from there, I wonder if they have the bidets over there.
I don't know.
Heard they have bidets for days.
And
there was a stand-up comic when I, like, the first couple times I did open mics a couple years ago, 2.5 years ago. And he was talking about wiping his butt with his hand. He's like, I don't use toilet paper.
Sure.
And he's like, after I made a couple trips to India and some different places where they don't have it, he said, what I do is I just wipe with my hand and then I wash my hand.
And you keep your fingernails short.
I didn't think about that, but then everybody kind of is going, ooh, gross. And they're like, ooh, gross. He's like, okay, let me put it to you this way. If you had a piece of shit on your face, would you take a piece of toilet paper and rub it around, wipe it off, or would you like get some soap and water and wash it off and then wash your hands? It's like you need to wash your hands after you go to the bathroom anyway, so.
Yeah, you just want to make sure that you get the full, no.
I'm not down for that. I try to keep the least amount of shit on my hands. I could wash them as good as I want, but it's bad enough having to handle like cat shit.
Yeah. But if they just had
like
a little half shower that you could just back into.
Just a
high pressure hose.
Kind of like a jailhouse hose.
Yeah.
Got to get completely naked like my godson just to take a poop. You take off your shirt, your socks, your shoes, your pants, and your underwear just to take a poop. Yep.
Wow.
It's awesome. It's a whole ordeal.
But you keep your flip-flops on.
No. He takes the flip-flops off as soon as he gets in the house. He don't really like flip-flops.
I don't know anybody that likes flip-flops.
I do, and I don't. I do, and I don't. I know the people, and I don't like them. He's got some Crocs. He's got Crocs.
Oh, nice. Does he enjoy those?
He does. He ripped the strap off once. We just cut the other strap off now because some people have strapless Crocs, but these had like little heel straps on the back of them. Not anymore.
Wow.
But they're camo.
Oh, that's cool.
Camo Crocs. They look like Crocs. Crocodiles.
They should make Crocs with like animal heads on the top.
Different animals or just crocodiles?
They could be crocodiles.
Why do they call them Crocs? Do you know?
Aren't your feet kind of like, don't they call those crocodiles?
I don't know. Hans, what do you call your Crocs? Why do you call them Crocs? I know you wear Crocs. You wear sandals with socks.
I think that's a brand of them.
Hey,
though.
That's another song. Hey, Hans, what's up with your Crocs? I know you have them because you wear sandals with socks.
Did you hear about the new kind of porn that they're going to come out with?
Croc porn?
Conjoined twin porn.
Ooh.
But it's not going to be real conjoined twins. It's going to be like prosthetically, you know, with porn actresses.
Well, that's stupid, and that's not real.
It isn't. They're going to be more dramatic than regular porn. It's going to...
More of a storyline?
Yeah, like...
Like
you
the
know,
old school porns?
Like, what's it like when you got two conjoined twin girls and one doesn't like the man of the other one? And then she just throw a sheet over her when they're having sex?
You just put her to sleep, give her a roofie, or some of that one stuff from Africa that comes off the tree, the zombie drug.
Oh.
Where you just... You don't remember what you did, but you just comply.
Yeah.
Like, all right, you can fuck me and my sister in the ass, but I don't really like it, and you're ugly. And then the next day, they'll be like, well, who was that? What happened last night? Oh, it was this really good-looking guy that you really liked. I swear.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he was ugly, so I took some Rufinol. Rufinol. Roofie. I wonder if anybody's been roofied on a roof.
You know, after our conversation last week about puns...
Mm-hmm.
I got to thinking, and I was just listening. Puns are fucking everywhere.
They are.
They're just...
They're on commercials.
They're everywhere,
TV shows.
Everything is a pun.
Even on dramas. Not it doesn't even have to be a comedy. It's just like... Oh, I can't even think of one right now, but that would be funny.
Yeah, it was a pun.
Once again, we'd like to thank our great sponsors at Pizza Now. We're going to eat some of their food someday. I guess they got their number back up and running, so just give them a call. I forgot the number.
It's 541-928-0900.
Or are they zeros? Oh, it's 0900.
Yep.
I always call numbers O's, too. And people, a couple of people give me a hard time. It's not an O. O is a letter. You don't say 3090. That's not your number. It's 3090. It's okay. It's 3090.
That is true, but I've never said 503.
503 area code. I'm repping the vat. I'm representing the 503 up in this biznitch. What else has a zero in it that you say? Like when you get arrested for 502? The Megadeth song. He should have been saying 502.
Yeah.
Remember when we were on episode
520?
Right now we're on 541. Is that 541? No,
540.
Oh, yeah. 540.
I'd say 5440.
540? I'm kicking my 540 right out the doorty. Because we'll be due 541.
You're Shannon Doty.
On Wednesday, we'll come back with some humping. Oh. And, of course, also Wednesday, always remember.
Well, Wednesday?
Yeah.
Hump?
Always remember.
Always remember. The 5th of November?
9/11, man.
Oh, I forgot.
I know. Isn't this supposed to? Isn't that the catchphrase? Always remember.
Yeah, something's supposed to happen on that day, and isn't there?
It's the 12th year anniversary, and
every year somebody says something's going to happen though.
Like what?
I don't know. They're just going to happen again.
Alibaba and the 40 Thieves are going to attack us again. What's going to happen on 9/11 this
not
year,
without,
Hans?
Not without Adam Yauch in the house. That's not going
to
happen.
Ooh, we should listen to that song.
Yep.
Starts with a Led Zeppelin drum set.
It has a nice vocal buildup.
Yeah, that says, that was pre-terrorism. Well, no, I guess terrorism's always been around. That might be my new comedy name. Dairyism. I'll be hitting a new venue this month here on the 25th. Stick around for plugs. It'll tell you about it. It's at the Duck Inn. You know what the Duck Inn is? That how you say it? The Duck Inn.
The Duck Inn?
It's a tavern or a bar.
Dude, that's a pun.
It's a Duck Inn. It is. The
it's
Duck Inn.
It's a pin.
It's a pin.
It's a pin.
It's a pun of a bar. I think Jared's girlfriend Becky works there, so I'll be featuring for Alex Elgin on that day. But just keep listening. I let the cat out of the bag.
Yep.
I need to blow my nose. And then I need to blow my hose.
Blow it.
Hey, we'll see you guys on hump day. Never remember. Always forget.
No, I'm not an elephant. It's a Miami sandwich.
Yeah, that's it. All right, plugs, mugs, and jugs. Hey, Taggots. How you do? What you gonna do? You're gonna go to see these shows. Every second Friday, which this month is the 13th of September. It's Pantsless Comedy with your host Mike McGowan at Cornucopia, which is also known as Cornucopia Bar and Burgers. That's a Fifth and Pearl in Eugene, Oregon. You should go there. It's a great show. He's always got a great headliner, usually from Portland or somewhere weird like that. So, also that night after the show, or if you're not into comedy, go see Yob, Tormentium, and Ninth Moon Black at the Wow Hall. Also a Friday the 13th show. It's going to be a good one. The night before that, on the 12th, is also at the Wow Hall, Led Zeppelin, a great Led Zeppelin tribute band. Let's see, what else do we got here? September 28th, World of Lies from Portland and Necryptic from Eugene will be playing at the Black Forest, a free show. That's a Saturday night. I will be in attendance. I'm going to go see that. I haven't seen either of those bands for too long. October 3rd, Between the Buried and Me is going to be at the Hawthorne Theater with some other metal bands. Check it out online for information on tickets and the lineup. October 4th, Brian Posehn at the Wow Hall with Derek Sheen, which I mentioned him on Friday's show. October 8th, Michael Franti and Spearhead at the McDonald Theater. I'm not really into him, but some people are. You should go check him out if you are. October 10th through the 13th, there's a Doom Festival in Portland called Fall Into Darkness, put on by Nathan Carson and Nanotier Booking. Highlight for me for that weekend will be Orange Goblin headlining at the Mississippi Studios on October 11th.
Orange Goblin?
Orange Goblin. I didn't say Orange Frampton. There's other shows on the 10th and the 13th as well. Just look into Fall Into Darkness Festival. Google it. You'll find out what's going on. October 11th also, Diamond Head and Raven at the Hawthorne Theater. And then two nights later, Creator and Overkill, also at the Hawthorne Theater. October 15th, it's Guar and White Chapel. So it's like every 2 days you get a hardcore metal show that you can go see at the Hawthorne. And then October 19th, possibly be Bikini's last performance at the Dixie Creek Saloon, as I believe they're changing their format to mostly country and light rock, maybe classic rock cover band. So it's the Willamette Valley Music local, whatever, I can't ever say it right, but Dave Wilson putting on the second anniversary party for Willamette Valley local music scene. It's going to be a free show October 19th at the Dixie Creek Saloon. Sick Man, the Alice in Chains tribute band, will be playing as well. November 26th, Morbid Angel at the Hawthorne Theater. They will be playing their classic album Covenant from 20 years ago in its entirety. And then they'll come back after a short intermission and play some other favorite Morbid Angel tunes. World of Lies will be opening that show. You should hit up Tony Avila for tickets. He'll get you a discount, and it'll benefit him as well. So I think that's about it. There's probably some other shows going on. I think the 14th is Seth Milstein's comedy show at the Granary featuring Whitney Strieg from Portland. There's other stuff going on. I'm out of time now because the song changed. I mean, it didn't change songs, but this is the point at plugs where I say, oh, I better wrap it up. So I'm wrapping it up, and you can take it. Go see some shows and then come back and listen to our show, Tagcast Podcast. at tagcastpodcast.com. Click on the donate icon and give us some money. If you want to support, don't forget how much I fucking hate sports. All right. Rock on, metal up your asses, and we'll see you next time.